7, a wet start here in central Wisconsin. At our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, some light rain, overcast skies, fog, mist, and a temperature of 44 degrees. It is the Hump Day Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also tune in by going to our Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or our Bow Falls Radio X page, as we have a video stream there as well. You can comment on the program. And also, if you would like to comment on anything you hear or have anything you would like to say, we would love to hear from you. You can either give us a call or a text at the same line. It's our call slash text line, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. And again, don't be shy, because this is something that is new to this program. Had not been asking for phone calls or anything like that, because we were incapable for the longest time. But now we would love to hear your voice be heard, because sometimes I know there's people out there saying, why are you talking about this? Or why are you talking about that? Why are you saying this? Why is this person on? Hey, this is your opportunity to be part of the discussion and maybe even give us ideas on what we should be talking about as well. So again, don't be shy. If you would rather text us, just as easy, 715-382-9297, and that very same number, 715-382-9297, to call us and join us here on this program. Coming up a little bit later on, in fact, coming up in about 11-12 minutes, we will be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. It was an interesting evening in terms of both the rain and also the winds. Yesterday, I was doing a baseball game late yesterday afternoon into the early evening before the rains hit. Unfortunately, the game between Marathon and Stratford was moved up 75 minutes to try and beat the rain, and that's exactly what it did, because we got the game in, and then by the time I got home, the rain was starting to fall, and we got fortunate. We were able to get it in. But during the course of that game, I have never done a game where the wind was as consistently hard as it was. I mean, it was blowing where the flagpole in right center field was swaying the entire time. The flags for the entirety of the game were stiff in the breeze. I mean, it was really a windy, windy day that I had not really seen during a broadcast previously. So we'll talk about what we've seen last night and into today. How long will the rain stay? What can we expect for the rest of the week? We'll discuss that with Brittany Merloa coming up at 8:20. A little bit later on in the program, at 9:34, we'll be joined by some cast members from Wausau West High School, the Wausau West Theater, and their production coming up starting tomorrow evening of Our Town. You know, Wausau West Theater presenting Our Town by Thornton Wilder, and a different location, and we'll talk about that as well. But it's at Tebow and Tilly, which is on Scott Street at 745 Scott Street in Wausau. And the shows will be tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., and then a matinee on Sunday at 2 p.m. So a great opportunity to see one of the American classics and the very talented performers from Wausau West, Our Town, coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll learn more about the cast and more about the show and more about the production with the members of the cast from Wausau West coming up at 9:34. So that's all on the itinerary here on this Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the weekend on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Yeah, I could definitely feel the wind yesterday as I was driving, because you were like driving towards the wind. You could actually feel it on the car. It was so strong. A few times I thought my car was actually going to tip over because it was so strong. But thankfully, I was able to be safe yesterday. Unfortunately, my car does not weigh very much, so I always had to be careful.
Yeah, those light cars, I mean, you get that wind underneath it, and you feel like it's just going to lift it right off the ground. And
it was shaking several times.
It was so sustained, the winds. I mean, it really was. Often you'll get those gusts of winds, but boy, the sustained winds, and then even an added gust to it.
Yeah.
And the dirt was flying. I mean, it was just, the hats were flying. There were players where the hats flew off. It was just really, it was something else. And then the rains did come, and it was just like Brittany said. We're going to talk about this. As she said, when it first came, we're going to get some rain, and then there's going to be that short break. And exactly right. I think she got it right again. And then later in the evening, it started raining again. And again, a bit of a dreary start here in central Wisconsin with the 44 degrees and the rain falling. Mentioned that we're going to be talking about the West Theater production coming up. I know you're continuing your plow through last night. What'd you work on in your rehearsal?
Yes. Last night's rehearsal was a big blocking night, because we were doing the first, like, a big ensemble scene in Act 1, which was there's a lot of stuff happening in that. So it did take a little bit to actually, get a feel for where all the characters are entering from and the entrances as well. And they were explaining how the set is going to be, which is pretty cool. I mean, I know talking about it is not the same as actually seeing it on the stage, but based on what our director was telling us, it's going to be a very impressive set. So I can't wait to actually see what it looks like. But no, the rain was coming down pretty good at rehearsal as well. We even had some lightning and thunder, which we could really hear at our rehearsal space. So
very good. So,
but it was a productive rehearsal.
Very good.
Yeah, a lot of things done.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk about the organization of the Wausau Council under the new mayor, Doug Denny. They had a meeting last night and found out who is going to be the council president and the committee assignments, and a little bit of just a foundation being led for the new Wausau Council and the new administration, how the council and the mayor and everybody work together to try to make this a productive next couple of years. Also, just to want to mention as well, of course, right before our show, we have Up North News Radio, hosted by Pat Kreitlow. And in addition to the show, Pat is the founding editor of UpNorthNewsWI.com, a great news site. If you haven't been checking it out each and every day, you should really do so. And Pat and the folks at UpNorthNewsWI.com gave Katie Rosenberg a final chance for a mayoral op-ed. And she posted some thoughts titled, "A Well-Intentioned Bank Rule Would Hurt Lending to Small Businesses in Wisconsin." So if you haven't already done so, go to upnorthnewswi.com and read that, some final words in terms of thoughts and ideas as mayor before she left in the last day or so as mayor of Wausau. And also, I wanted to mention as well, because there's something that is just sort of, interesting, because we talk so much about civics and about serving and about making the system work, and that the only way it works is if people are involved. And you have Katie Rosenberg leaving the office of mayor of Wausau, and I saw on her social media in the last day or so that she is now serving in a different way. She was called for jury duty, and she posted on her Facebook page that she got called to be part of a jury here in the Marathon County Courthouse. And she posted that, when the bailiff called my name for the jury box, I enthusiastically stood up, yelled, "Woohoo!" and ran up to the box like it was The Price is Right.
Aww.
And she said, needless to say, either one or both of the attorneys struck me. But honestly, everybody with any court experience told me I was going to get struck because I knew too many people and organizations involved. When she says struck from the jury, because, yeah, you know, the lawyers, they say, you know, they basically, in terms of, they gotcha. Call that striking the jury. And, you know, because they want to have a totally impartial jury. And she said, that they said that with anyone with any court experience told me I was going to get struck because I know too many people and organizations involved in the justice system in general. But she says, I would have been a damn fair juror, though. And and that's also something, I mean, number one, it's ironic that right at the end of her mayoral term, where she's been serving the city of Wausau for the past 4 years, mm-hmm. she gets called for jury duty and is very excited about it. And that's the thing, is you should be excited to serve, to be part of our system, because
I admire her enthusiasm.
Exactly. And I've said many times that, you know, we're going to be running up here in the next couple of years, and it's still more than 2 years away.
Uh-huh.
But in 2026, July the 4th of 2026, will be the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence.
Man, it goes by so fast.
And if you go on YouTube and you go Google and you go back to 1976, the bicentennial year, there were a lot of celebrations in terms of celebrating our 200th birthday as a country. I have not heard what the thoughts are, but I would assume that for 250 years, there's going to be a lot of celebrations as well. And I would hope there would be. But beyond the celebrations, it's also an opportunity to take a step back and think about what each of us can do in order to properly acknowledge 250 years
exactly.
as a country. And what does that mean? And that means serving. That means believing in our system of government, doing what we can to further advance our government, make it a better government, make it a better country. So over the next 2+ years, I'm going to continue talking about this, and I hope others do, but I thought the example of Katie Rosenberg leaving the office of mayor and being so very excited to be part of a jury, be mm-hmm. part of the system, be called to service.
Yeah.
I thought that was something that should bring a smile to a lot of people's faces. And again, just, I think, another example of why she is a terrific public servant, and I'm sure that she will stay definitely involved. And also, we're going to talk about the new mayor and talk about the new council and the organization mm-hmm. that occurred yesterday as we continue here on this Wednesday morning. I'm Chad Holmes, but coming up next, we're going to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, about the weather here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.
Hello, Wausau.
Hello, Wausau.
We're Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Happy to announce caller 9 to 715-9-WAUSA gets a new set of AirPod Pros, Apple AirPod Pros.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSA is our number.
Just leave your name and number.
And we'll announce the winner Saturday morning between 8 and 9 during the Wausau Business Show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, 715-9-WAUSA.
Don't forget to leave your name and number on our answering machine.
We'll tell you who caller number 9 was this Saturday, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again, also a video stream if you go to the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page or the Bow Falls Radio X page. Again, some light rain out there. Temperature of 44 degrees at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And saw quite a bit of rain once it's rolled in last evening and throughout the overnight. And as we were talking about in the last segment, a lot of wind as well. But how long will this rain stay with us as we get closer to the weekend? What can we expect weather-wise as well for the end of the work weekend into Saturday and Sunday? Well, fortunately, we do have the person that has all the answers. It's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. We survived the wind.
I was talking to Ian in our first segment and yesterday late afternoon and into the early evening just before the rain started, I was doing a ball game over in Marathon. And I was saying that I can't remember doing a game where the wind was as consistently hard. I mean, we've gone through where there's big gusts of winds. And even yesterday, there were gusts in addition to the hard winds. But, I mean, the consistent wind where the flagpole in center field was swaying. I mean, it was a pretty thick flagpole. It was, and we had multiple instances where players' hats went flying off because the wind was so hot, so high. But I mean, I don't recall very often where it was that windy for that long, and it was for a number of hours before the rain came. It just felt like it was a long run up for that rain to get there, because when it's that windy, it feels like, well, it's going to rain really quickly. But it took a while, and then finally the rains did come. What was going on yesterday, especially late afternoon into the evening before the rains came with all that wind?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was a very, well, still is a very strong low pressure system that was inching closer and closer to us. So it is just packing those winds. They were just being ingested into the storms that were hanging off to the west of us, into Iowa, Minnesota. If you saw it on radar, if you could add a little layer of wind, it was pretty cool to see, because it was just intensely just being ingested into these storms. So that's kind of what was happening. They were eating the warmer, more unstable temperatures that were out ahead of it. They were taking it in and then riding northeast with it. So that's what was happening yesterday. I mean, there were tornado warnings around Madison last night. So they had a doozy. I went from Illinois to Wausau yesterday afternoon and was driving in those 50-mile-per-hour gusts. It was state wide. People were swaying through the lanes. I was worried about semi trucks tipping over. I was trying to avoid them, but it was hard to drive, that's for sure. And I kind of wish I saw some of those baseball players' hats getting ripped off. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it was multiple times where it's, oh man, the hats came flying off. But it was.
Did anybody stand there trying to fight the wind?
Like, yeah. And then the dust would, you know, they call it, because of dust. Did we have a mini dust storm? I mean, it was just crazy.
Yes, there was a lot of blowing dirt and dust statewide. That was something I haven't really seen either, but thankfully the rain rolled in because things started to green up. I don't know if you've outside, it already looks a little bit more, you know, summery out there with the added rain. We got anywhere so far from a half an inch to an inch already.
That's what it sounded like, because, you know, last night I'm in bed, you know, and every time I'd kind of wake up, I'd hear that rain coming down, and it sounded like a pretty significant, you know, the word drencher came into my mind every time I would wake up, because, and you were also, and I was saying this to Ian in the last segment as well, you were correct in how we had the first wave of rain last night, then there was that little bit of a break, and then the rain came back again. So I'm going to say it again. You nailed it last night for the evening hours.
Yes. That first line. I was kind of hoping, though, for the southern part of the state that the line would have killed the juice for severe storms for them, but it didn't. But yeah, those two waves, and now we're kind of in the lull of it. The low pressure system is actually sitting right over Eau Claire and it's moving our way. So things will get a little bit calmer throughout the afternoon. And then as the system pushes away from us and out of the state, we're going to start to see some of those cooler temperatures spill in. Still windy out there. Gusts today and tomorrow will still be about 20 to 25, but that's half of yesterday. So, you know, it's not too bad. But, we do have scattered shower chances throughout today and still tomorrow as well. So we're not really going to dry things out until Friday and into the weekend.
I was looking at the forecast Friday again. I'm expected to be outside broadcasting Friday afternoon, and you said it was going to be cooler. But also I see again, the Friday it looks like windy again. And that's going to be, wind chills are going to be a factor on Friday, aren't they?
Yes, it will. Winds will be gusting up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. And this time they're going to be out of the west northwest. So high temperatures are going to struggle to get into the mid 40s. And I should say Thursday night, we're going to drop to right about freezing. So waking up early Friday morning, yeah, it's going to be pretty cold out there with wind chills factored in. And the same thing for Friday night too.
All right. Well, what are the details on our forecast?
Yes. So today, cloudy, overcast, on and off scattered showers, winds at about 20 to 30 mile per hour gusts. Highs today in the mid 50s. Tonight, we'll start to dry out a little bit. But by tomorrow morning, I do think more scattered showers are going to be pushing in. Nothing too crazy, but staying mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid 50s tomorrow with winds much calmer, about 15 miles per hour. But the winds do pick up Friday, gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, pulling in the cooler air. Highs of 46 degrees will probably feel more like the upper 30s. And that's going to be pretty a shock to us for sure. But the sun will start to come out by Friday. So there is good news. We stay bright and beautiful for the entire weekend. Highs Saturday into the upper 40s. And by Sunday, we'll start to rebound into the mid 50s.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, thanks again for all the accurate information. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll talk tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us every weekday here at 820 on Bow Falls Radio. Right now, some light rain still out there, 44 degrees. Winds out of the east at 16 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 23 miles per hour. Wind chill factor is 37. The dew point is 42 degrees. The relative humidity is 93%. The barometer at 29.45 inches and a visibility of 6 miles. So it generally looks like it's going to be one of those kind of dreary overcast days. But as Brittany said, the rain is going to green things up, and that's something to definitely look forward to. Coming up next, we have an information update. We'll get the latest news, weather, and sports. Then we'll come back and talk a little bit about who was elected the new council president, and some comments. I found interesting comments about coming together and making sure we move forward in terms of doing good things for Wausau over the next couple of years. So we'll discuss that after our information update. The time is 8:29. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. No lessons learned from yesterday. Talk for changes, lost in pages of paperwork.
Action on the diamond from last week, plus some big-time lacrosse games this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
Finally, a break in the weather, which means more and more spring sports teams are getting underway. The baseball action really heated up last week, few more than Elk Mound senior Caden Russo. The Mounders won a trio of games last week, and Russo was outstanding. At the plate, he had 5 hits, including a pair of home runs and 6 RBIs in the week. In a key win over Bloomer, Russo also struck out 9 in 4 strong innings, giving up just 2 hits in the win. On the softball diamond, Green Bay Preble's Katie Gadashek helped the Hornets go 4-1 last week. She was outstanding in the circle, capped by a 5-inning no-hitter, as Preble took down crosstown rival Green Bay Southwest 10-0. She struck out 13 batters, posting her second no-hitter of the season. There's a lot to like about the Wanakee Boys lacrosse squad right now, which once again sits atop the Wisconsin High School lacrosse rankings this week. The Warriors were 3-0 last week, starting with a 7-6 overtime win against Middleton, as senior Gunnar McFadden scored 3 goals and assisted on 2 more. In dominating wins over Watertown and Oregon, McFadden posted a pair of goals and a pair of assists in each contest. Things get even tougher this week as Wanakee travels to take on newly minted No. 2 team in the state, Kettle Moraine, on Monday evening. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, you can tune in by going to the Bow Falls Radio Facebook page and the Bow Falls Radio X page to be able to view us as a video stream available on both those sites. Quick note as well that starting this Friday, we are giving you a chance to win overnight passes for a suite at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Every Friday through the rest of April and throughout the entirety of May, we are going to give you an opportunity to call in. When we ask you to call in at some point during the Friday show, we'll give you the number, caller that will be our winner, and then somebody is going to get an opportunity to head to the Wisconsin Dells and be in a beautiful junior suite at the Chula Vista Resort in the Dells. So again, we're very excited about that. And also coming up on Friday this week, we're going to give a few bonus prizes, some gift certificates for food and other and water parks down in the Dells as well. So we're gonna launch things in a big way this Friday, and make sure you tune in and have your dialing fingers ready to win. Number one, our first overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort, and also an opportunity to win some food and also water park passes as well. So it should be a fun Friday, and a fun Friday every Friday throughout the rest of April and throughout May as well. And again, we would love for you to join us here on the program by giving us a call, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297 to either call us or text us as well. So if you have thoughts, if you have comments, please let us know at 715-382-9297. Well, yesterday was a big day, big night. The city of Wausau had their organizing meeting under the new mayor, Doug Denny, and some new council members as well, and a new city council president, a new old city council president. District 7 Alderperson Lisa Rasmussen was the winner in a three-person race to be named a city council president for the next two-year term. She received six of the votes and was able to defeat Alders Gary Gisselman and Lou Larson, who were also nominated, and split the remaining five votes. And in her remarks after being elected, solid remarks by Lisa Rasmussen, talking about teamwork between the council, between themselves on the council, between themselves and the mayor, and between themselves and department leaders, in terms of trying to move the city forward and able to work together, not have bad feelings that cause more difficulties in terms of moving together. And she said, nothing can hurt a council and administration faster than working at odds with one another. In local government, if people are working so hard despite one another that they can't move forward, we will not have any real success. We try to set that tone early and stay positive. Also, Rasmussen offered to organize a city council retreat for the Alders to set priorities and bond in an informal setting. Though she said friendship among the Alders isn't required, cooperation is. She said, we don't have to agree all the time, but we have to be professional and we have to work together. If we can do that and learn how to compromise, I think we'll come out on the other side in a really good place. Also, some comments from the new mayor. Mayor Doug Denny, he emphasized marketing Wausau as a place to work and play, especially to those who visit local recreation hotspots but can also work remotely from home. Again, it's about trying to come together. And I think that whenever you have a new start and after an election and you have the swearing in of the new mayor and the new members of the council, that is an opportunity to try to have a page turn to be able to try to move forward. But again, as things occur, then you get challenged. It's easy. I shouldn't say it's easy, but it's easier at the start to say, okay, everybody come together, kumbaya. well, there's going to be issues that there's going to be disagreements about. And there's going to be very important issues that have to be dealt with over the next couple of years. So, again, it's good to set a nice tone at the beginning, but it's also very important to keep that tone when you do have some rather significant disagreements. And there are going to be disagreements that are based on real ideas. And that's the way it is. You don't want to have disagreements based on personality. And I think that's part of what the alder person, Lisa Rasmussen, the council president now, is saying, that if you're having disagreements, it's one thing if it's based on different ideas and having discussions. But when it gets to be personal, then it becomes very difficult, even in areas that perhaps you can work together on to be able to make things that go forward. Also, there were the committee assignments assigned for the new term. Mayor Denny gave the council their committee assignments. Carol Lukens will be part of the Parks and Rec Committee, also Public Health and Safety. Mike Martins, Infrastructure, Human Resources, and Finance. Terry Killian, Economic Development, Human Resources, and Finance. Tom Neal, Parks and Rec, Infrastructure. Gary Gisselman, Human Resources, Economic Development, and Finance. Becky McElhaney, Human Resources, Public Health and Safety, and Finance. Lisa Rasmussen, Public Health and Safety, Finance, Parks and Rec. Sarah Watson, Parks and Rec, Public Health and Safety, Infrastructure. Vicki Tierney, Human Resources, Economic Development, and Finance. Lou Larson, Parks and Rec, Public Health and Safety, Infrastructure. Chad Henke, Infrastructure, Economic Development. So those are the committee assignments. The organization of the new city council has been taken care of. The election of a new council president has been taken care of. The inauguration, the swearing in of the new mayor has been taken care of. So now it is time to get to work. And something I talked about earlier this week, election season is over. It is time to allow people to govern. And that's been a frustrating factor in terms of different levels of government. And something I've talked about since this show began, the idea that over the last, close to 6 years, you've had a governor, Tony Evers, who's been elected and reelected. And there have been moments during the course of these past nearly 6 years where the Republicans have basically been kicking the can down the road, trying to basically not spend a surplus, not be able to allocate a surplus, being able not respecting the governor and his proposals. We saw a lot of that in the first four-year term. And then after the governor was reelected, you saw more talk, at least from Republicans, saying, okay, we have to start working together, which is I chuckle a little bit, because after 4 years, you shouldn't have to wait 4 years to acknowledge a person was elected by the state of Wisconsin's voters. After Tony Evers defeated Scott Walker, he won the election. The people of Wisconsin said, we want him to be the governor for the next 4 years. Well, with the help of a gerrymandered map and a large majority in both the state Senate and the state assembly, Republicans were able to basically, in a lot of ways, ignore the governor. And then, after the re-election by a larger margin of Tony Evers over Tim Michaels, you were able to see a few of these Republicans say, well, I guess we're going to have to work a little bit more closely. But this week, just yesterday, you saw again the Republicans ignore the governor when it came to getting together and allocating the funds to allow communities throughout the state of Wisconsin to fight PFAS. Again, the money has been allocated as part of the budget process, and yet Republicans continue to, in different ways, basically kick the can, trying to wait until they have a majority in both houses of the state legislature and also a governor that is a Republican to finally, in their minds, get to work. That's not the way the system works. So going back to what we're seeing here in the city of Wausau, you can be happy, and you can be unhappy with the results of the spring election. But the bottom line is, the people of the community have spoken. The people of the community in the vote for mayor, and the people of the community within the different districts have said these are the people they want serving right now in the city of Wausau. So let's take election season and put it off to the side. And now it's time for governing season. and there are great challenges that the members of the council and the mayor and the departments within the city will have to deal with over first the next 2 years, and of course the mayoral term over the next 4 years. So again, time for work to be done and some very important issues to be dealt with within the city of Wausau. So congratulations to those who were sworn in. Congratulations to Lisa Rasmussen for being elected the city council president. Congratulations to Doug Denny for being inaugurated as the mayor of Wausau. And best of luck now. Get to work. It's time to get to work in the city of Wausau and to try to make Wausau a better place for everybody that lives in this community. So, again, it's just interesting to see, again, the next step. And it's interesting as well to see that a quick turnaround. It was only 2 weeks ago that the Springer election was held. We see, you know, when it comes to presidential lame ducks. You have an election that's the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, and then inauguration day not till January 20th. And obviously there's a lot of appointments and cabinet spots and things that need to be taken care of for a presidential administration. But you see a mayoral election occur, and then 2 weeks later you got the new mayor in office. The time is 8:48. Overcast skies. Again, some light rain falling in Wausau, downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 44 degrees is the temperature. I'm Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Wausau. We're Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Happy to announce caller 9 to 715-9-WAUSAU gets a new set of AirPod Pros, Apple AirPod Pros.
Caller number 9 right now, 715-9-WAUSAU is our number.
Just leave your name and number.
And we'll announce the winner Saturday morning between 8 and 9 during the Wausau Business Show on 98.9 Bull Falls Radio, 715-9-WAUSAU.
Don't forget to leave your name and number on our answering machine.
We'll tell you who caller number 9 was this Saturday, 8 to 9 on the Wausau Business Show.
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Just heard a promo for the Wausau Business Show. Make sure you tune in. Had two of them so far. It's been terrific stuff. Really a great way to start off your Saturday morning Wausau Business Show, and as you just heard, giving away some AirPods, is what they said?
Yep,
and
Apple AirPods.
Apple AirPods, and all you have to do is right now give them a call. That's 715-9-WAUSAU, 715-9-WAUSAU. Chance to win those AirPods from the guys on the Wausau Business Show. You'll reach their answering machine, apparently, and then call their number 9 will win it. So leave your information with them, and great chance to win. Then make sure you tune in on Saturday from 8 until 9 a.m. again for the Wausau Business Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. An interesting story that I've been kind of keeping an eye on in the past week is this National Public Radio story. Yuri Berliner has come out and said that the NPR is losing listenership because they're not covering fairly some of these stories that the right wants to hear about, like Hunter Biden and the 2020 election and COVID in the way that was skewed towards the right. And there's been a lot of pushback. And another aspect of the story that's come out this week, as people, again, looking for any reason to point out and say bias here, bias there, bias everywhere, is the new leader of NPR. And, of course, in this era of social media, you go back and you see something that was put out in social media, and then you start hearing people point, see, not fair, not fair. Well, the new leader of NPR in the past had put out social media comments that said that Donald Trump is racist. My first thought is he's been convicted as a racist. And before you start yelling at me out there, hey, that's not fair. Back in the 1970s, very early in Donald Trump's business career, he was in partnership with his father. And he's a real estate guy. That's where he started, real estate. And owned some buildings in New York. And the Nixon administration, not known as this far lefty group, charged Donald Trump and his father for racist housing practices. And they were convicted. They paid a fine. They were in the wrong. So if you out there go to your social media, or like the person that is now the leader of National Public Radio a number of years back went to her social media and said Donald Trump is racist, well, he's been convicted of it. And the point that's being made as well is that any reporter out there cannot have an opinion of their own, that they are to report the news with no opinion at all. That's not true. The way you have to look at it, and there are differences between, say, what I do. I think I'm rather open that I do have thoughts on different issues, that I do have a point of view. And I've heard other hosts on this network say that as well. But then we do have news reporters part of this network. You hear the news reports from Terry Bell and his staff at the top and bottom of the hour. And those news reports do not come with a point of view. That does not mean that everybody that works within the news department of Civic Media have no opinions on anything when it comes to the stories that are in the news. But the difference is, they are capable of reporting the news in a fair way. And that's the point that should be made. Not that anybody that is involved in news coverage, and let's use National Public Radio as an example, that the people that even are in the leadership of NPR don't have any opinion. It's similar to, I mentioned earlier in the first segment of the show about how Katie Rosenberg was called up for jury duty. And I heard a story this morning when I was getting ready for work. I was listening to Pat on Up North News, and they had the CBS News at the top of the hour. And there was a comment about the jury selection in the Donald Trump case in New York. And had a quote of one of the jury members who said, they look at it as a civic duty to be completely fair. Take a look at the evidence and make a judgment on the evidence. That's perfectly the way it should be. And that's the way it should be when you're, because you're not going to find 12 people anywhere that have no opinion on anything, on Donald Trump or anything else. But we should have, it's a responsibility as a jury member, whether you have an opinion on Donald Trump, to be able to put that aside and look at the evidence as a civic duty in this country. And it's the same way with news reporting. It's not that you don't have an opinion on it, but you should be able, if you're going to be a serious news reporter and not somebody in point of view journalism, and there's point of view journalism out there, which I think has its place. But if you're going to be somebody that is going to report the news in a straight way where the evidence and the story takes you, people are capable of doing that. And if they're not capable of doing that, they'll be found out very quickly. But this idea that people on the right are pointing at previous social media postings by the leader of NPR that says, well, you can't be fair, that is not the case at all. We can be fair. We can put out news stories that are very fair to everybody and still have opinions of your own. To have no opinions of your own means you have no intellectual curiosity. And I think that that would be bad in a news reporter as well. Just my thoughts as we wrap up hour number one. We will have an information update coming up, followed by hour number two of the program. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.